An allegation of police brutality has ignited another controversy in Southern California, this time in the city of Inglewood. The incident, caught on a bystander's videotape, is being investigated by the district attorney in Los Angeles County, the FBI, and the city of Inglewood. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The handcuffed suspect seen on the tape is 16-year-old Donovan Jackson. He was at a gas station Saturday with his father when police stopped them for having an expired vehicle registration. There were four officers from the Inglewood Police Department and two county sheriff's deputies. According to a spokeswoman for the Inglewood PD, the young man became combative with the officer seen punching him on the videotape. The officer appears to have a couple of bloody cuts. But Jackson's father, Kobe Chavis, denies that his son behaved aggressively. According to the family attorney, the young man is developmentally disabled and takes special education classes and has no record of run-ins with the law. Chavis told CNN his son is now suffering mentally and physically from the incident.
His eyes, his throat, his nose, the ear, his wrists. He still goes to sleep by himself at night. They wake up, like, screaming. He's scared of police now. He's scared to go outside by himself.
The officer seen slamming and punching Donovan Jackson has been identified as Jeremy Morse, a 3-year veteran of the force. He's been put on leave with pay. At a news conference yesterday, Inglewood Mayor Roosevelt Dorn defended his police department and said this was a case of misconduct by a rogue cop. He also said, based on what he saw on the videotape, Morse should be fired.
I can't think of anything that this teenager could have done that would justify the conduct that I observed on the video. If this teenager had spit in their face, called them all kinds of names, kicked them, attacked, once he was subdued, once he was handcuffed, he should have been taken to the car, not slammed face down on the hood of a car.
Before he was mayor, Dorn was a prosecutor and a judge. That experience, he said, led him to believe that Officer Morse had committed numerous felonies.
Number one, felony assault. Number two, assault with a deadly weapon. The deadly weapon, the car. Number three, battery. Four, child abuse.
Earlier, several dozen protesters had gathered outside the mayor's office. One of them was Naji Ali of Project Islamic Hope.
I'm demanding the mayor show some responsible and strong leadership in holding these rogue police officers accountable, and I was greatly encouraged by his statements. It showed some bold and courageous leadership that he's not going to let this be swept under the rug.
The Inglewood Police Union could not be reached for comment on the allegations against Officer Morse. Donovan Jackson has been charged with assault on a peace officer. His father has been charged with driving on a suspended license. The publicity surrounding this incident has led another African-American man, Nielsen Williams, to come forward with his own allegations against Officer Morse. He claims that on June 23rd, he was pulled over by Morse and other officers, handcuffed and beaten so badly he lapsed into a coma. He's suing the city of Inglewood and its police department. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.